A reading from the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and curing every disease and every sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them because they were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." Then Jesus summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to cast them out and to cure every disease and every sickness. These 12 Jesus sent out with the following instructions: "Go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As you go, proclaim the good news. The kingdom of heaven has come near. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. You received without payment, give without payment." The Gospel of the Lord. I can remember a phrase growing up, a phrase my father said many times when I didn't quite do something right. "If you want something done right, you have to do it yourself." No one quite measured up to the way my father would do things. He did things well, perfectly, and other people, not so well. "If you want something done right, you have to do it yourself." And yet, as true as that is, Jesus is teaching us another lesson. The good is better done with others' help. You see, Jesus sees the people and he's curing every sickness, every disease, but he sees the needs are so great. And his heart is moved with compassion. How? To reach more people. Because he wants to reach everyone. And so, he gives away his authority. He empowers the 12 disciples. He gives them the authority that he has over unclean spirits to cast them out, to cure every disease and every sickness. And what a group they are. They, I'm sure, don't do things exactly as Jesus would have them done. If we take the Gospels seriously, we see that this group of disciples has a lot of problems, shall we say. Peter, in particular, is always getting things wrong. And what about Judas Iscariot? And yet, it is to these who Jesus gives his authority in order to get the good done. The things that we would have done, the things that we most want to do, change the world. We can't do without God's help, but we also can't do them alone. Even Jesus can't do everything alone. And so God empowers others. Jesus gives his authority away to others who are not as perfect as he is, who are not as good as he is, who make mistakes in their doing of the good. And yet, more good is done that way. The world is healed that way. God calls a whole church into being to carry on Jesus' work. And the church does not do it in the perfect way Jesus did it. But yet the church does it. In our own lives, in our own ministries, I think we're being called to bring other people into it. Yes, if you want something done right, you have to do it yourself. But the good is better done with others' help. If we care about our ministries, if they're really worth doing, then it's up to us to bring other people into doing them as well, to helping us in this ministry, to give away our authority, to let go of the way we would have it done, to empower others to do it as well, so that these big tasks, these good things can get done. The others might make a mess of it, but it will be a grand mess. So again, if you want something done right, yeah, my father was right. You have to do it yourself. But the good is better done with others' help.